Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
South Africa is sitting on what researchers are calling an e-waste time bomb, because only about 7 to 12% of our old electronics, laptops, phones, TV routers, printers, appliances, actually go through a formal recycling or proper disposal. The rest get dumped, burnt, stripped for scrap, or really, in the case of my family, sit in the cupboards in a drawer, because you never know, guys. You never know when you're going to be needing that charger for your Apple IIe. No, I mean, you never really know. Anyway, it's not just an environmental problem. It's also a cyber problem, because often it has personal data on it. Let's talk about that. What are you meant to do with your dead tech? We're joined by Dr. Wei Tse Lung from the Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering, specializing in cybercrime and legislation. Good morning. Hope you are well. When we say that South Africa is sitting on an e-waste time bomb, what does that actually mean in plain language?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. So what it effectively means is exactly as you describe, Howard, that there are people like your family where the very, very ancient tech ready to be donated to the museum is sitting in your drawers, right? And then the other one is people don't think twice, and then they just say, oh, I've got my new iPhone 17. I'm going to chuck this one in the bin. I'm stripped, which actually is better than it ending up in a landfill. But as you also point out, there are increasingly, but it's normally the big companies. That's Apple and Samsung. They do have a buyback program. Right. And so there are some companies that are doing the responsible thing of saying, you know what, let's incentivize you to hand the old tech over, and then we'll give you a discount on your new whatever phone or whatever device you have.
So it does actually encourage you. But what about the data? Should we be clearing it first? Do we ask them to clear it? How does it normally work?
Yeah, so normally they do ask you to clear it out. And I suppose the big concern is, do we know how to do it? It's not, I will say, oh no, but that's not the most difficult thing in the world. But my mother will be absolutely lost. So I know that if you really don't know how to do this, you can always go to the Apple store again. It's a big company that say, don't worry, we'll wipe it for you. And it is very important that you do so, because if you don't wipe it, then all your personal information might actually end up on someone else's computer or phone, and you clearly don't want that.
No. Is South Africa worse? Are we worse off here than other places? Are we less responsible in terms of recycling?
I don't know. I haven't seen the studies there, but I do know that we are running out of landfill space, never mind e-waste, all waste in general. And there's also implications in terms of these old tech. They have chemicals, they release chemicals, it seeps into the ground. We are destroying our own lives this way, because it's actually bad for overall health. You can imagine that animals grazing nearby are going to eat off the grass that was, you can imagine what could happen. So overall, it's a very bad thing for anyone in the world.
Right. One of the researchers in the piece speak about built-in obsolescence, where the devices are still physically fine, but you can't update the software anymore. So you're really forced to upgrade. How much of a problem is this? Meaning, how much of this problem is actually manufactured by us?
So there are reasons. For example, and I think just recently, Microsoft has said, listen, we are no longer supporting Windows 10, for example. Everyone must switch to Windows 11. But it's not a simple exercise of just saying, okay, well, I'm just going to switch to the new operating system and I can continue using my computer. Windows 11 actually had additional hardware requirements, which older generation computers didn't have. And the reason for that is because you need the additional hardware to maintain the security on your cell phone, or your computer. So sometimes it's not necessarily companies saying we no longer choose to provide support for it because we want to make money. It could be that legitimately there's no other way around it. And if shift to say for your security, we need you to upgrade to a brand new computer or a brand new phone.
Mm.
A few years ago, Apple tried to say, listen, in order for us to preserve your phone and let it go a little longer, we're going to push out an operating system update to your phone that will slow down your phone a bit. And then people saw that as, this is Apple's tactics to get us to buy a new phone. Look, I don't know what the real reasoning behind Apple's choice was, but you could see their argument makes sense, but people wouldn't appreciate it.
So here's a question. Right now, I'm a normal listener, which means I've got a drawer filled with 5 dead phones, 2 laptops with cracked screens, an ancient DSTV decoder, 3 chargers, and a printer that's died back in 2021. What do I do with that pile?
Ideally, you should be able to take it to a nearby official, and I do say official, somebody who was willing to take that tech off you. And the reason why I say official is because you don't just want to hand it to some random person and you don't actually know what happens to it. If it's official, chances are better that they will take a responsible way of recycling your goods. And Howard, I'm so glad you've raised this again. So another reason why I would advise you to please get rid of your old technology is that the devices with lithium batteries, that's normally your cell phones, those are not necessarily stable on a chemical level. Now, I'm not a chemist, but it could swell up and it could blow up. You're storing a potential explosive situation in your house by not, just going, I'll put it in the drawer.
Yeah,
and
maybe
I'll
need it at some point. But in fact, you could actually be storing a fire hazard for your home and for your family.